views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you awaken to those parts of yourself that you might have disconnected from so that you can create a life you love and feel empowered to help others do the same. Now, last week, I dove into the topic of toxins and simple ideas that you can try to decrease your toxic load in life. I wanted to share these ideas because a recent guest on my show, Nikki Williams, was talking about hormones and how toxins are one of the things that throw you out of balance when it comes to your hormones and create havoc. Since I've been on the toxic load reduction plan for close to 20 years, I decided I should share some of my tips, tricks, and tools that I have learned along the way. So, last week I covered household things like laundry, dishes, hand soap, and so on. And this week I want to get into the more personal products, body products, intimates, these kinds of things. Now, I mentioned this last week, but I will mention it again now. I will name some brand names, but I want you to know that these are just the ones I have found that are available to me here in Canada that I really like, but that doesn't mean they're the only ones out there. So if you have another one that you feel is less toxic and you really like it, by all means, keep using it. This is not about me telling you what to use. This is about me giving you ideas if you're feeling overwhelmed and you don't know where to start. Okay? And if you feel kind of confused by what I'm sharing, you might want to go back and listen to last week's show and maybe even to Nikki's shows. They started on July the 9th, just to get some context about what it is that I'm talking about. Alrighty, let's dive right into face and body moisturizer. I mentioned Dr. Hulda Clark last week. She is the person who started me on my whole detox, toxic load decrease mission. All right. So when I first read her book, I switched to using sweet almond oil as my one and only moisturizer. I still love my sweet almond oil, although I do mix it up a bit now with fractionated coconut oil, jojoba, and apricot kernel oil. And I like to mix in my favorite essential oils now to create a moisturizer. And I've used that now for years. I absolutely love it. I have made some using shea butter, but I found that one to be a little too heavy for me and for my skin. So you have to decide what works for you. On occasion, I will add witch hazel, maybe some vitamin E capsules, or even a primrose oil, which does help to balance hormones, but only if I feel I need it. For the most part, I just use a straight carrier oil, which are those ones I mentioned before, the fractionated coconut, sweet almond, apricot, and so on. And then top it off with several drops of my favorite essential oil. So my favorites are lavender, frankincense, grapefruit, geranium, fennel, cinnamon, cedarwood, and wild orange. I do not use all of them on my face. I might do lavender and frankincense. And then the next time I might do geranium and fennel. And then I might use the grapefruit, say, on my legs, not on my face, that kind of thing. So simple tip number one, buy a good quality oil like sweet almond, jojoba, or fractionated coconut as your carrier oil. Get a glass bottle. You can reuse one that you have if you like. Pour in your carrier oil, add some essential oils, roll the bottle in your hands a few times to mix it up, and then use that for your body, on your face, for any time that you need a moisturizer. Now, if you're not ready to make a bottle of it, you can just put a little bit of carrier oil in a dish and then add a few drops to it and then put some on your feet before you go to bed, for example, and see what you think. See if you like how it feels, if you like how it smells, and then you can slowly adventure further. You don't have to dive right in with both feet right from the start. Oh, that was no pun intended there, but it kind of came out that way. So what this does is it gives your body a break from any toxins that might be lurking in other products. So if you use a moisturizer that you're always using, just try taking a break from it one day on the week during the week and try making your own. Now, just a little note, essential oils have some really wonderful health benefits. So you might want to learn a bit about them because, for example, peppermint is one that really picks you up and wakes you up. So it wouldn't be great to put in a moisturizer to put on your face before going to bed. Lavender, on the other hand, is a relaxer. It'll help you to sleep better. So it's perfect for it. So get to know a little bit about essential oils if you're going to use them and go that route. I use doTERRA essential oils because they are therapeutic grade, meaning that you can actually ingest the ones that are okay to ingest because they are really very pure. But there's plenty of other ones around. Just be very careful because you don't want to be replacing one set of toxins with another. All right, deodorant. I stopped using deodorant over 18 years ago and I switched to a salt rock. Now, that worked okay, but I found that the salt rock got slippery and it would inevitably slip out of my fingers, land on the tile floor, and then it would break. And if I tried to use it after that, it was sharp and it would cut me, and then I'd be putting salt right in a freshly cut wound, and that was no fun at all. So in time, I found a salt spray, which I found much easier to use. And then I discovered a different product by Weleda. So it's Weleda. And this one is rose. There's a rose and a citrus deodorant. There's also a sage. I didn't like the sage, but I love the rose. I love the citrus. And I have been using them most days ever since. They smell great. They work great. And they help you to clean all the toxins out of your body. Just one little word of warning. When you first start switching from other products, if you've been using them a long time, your body has to get rid of that. So there is an awkward like week or so where you might not smell the way you'd like to smell. So try to do that when you're on holidays or during weekends or something, if that might be a problem for you. So like I say, Rose Weleda is now my favorite deodorant. During my time reading Dr. Hulda Clark's stuff, I also learned about mercury fillings. So let's talk about teeth, okay? Because that's when I started to learn about fluoride, about toothpaste, about mouthwashes and such, and all the toxins that are hidden in those products. And so I went on a search. I found an awesome dentist fairly close to where I lived who actually removed these fillings and replaced them with a much less toxic composite. So he did the fillings, the amalgam fillings, and he also taught me a lot about tooth care. Now, first, let's talk about the fillings. He did it the right way, where he tested each of the teeth to make sure that he was only removing the one with the highest charge. He only removed one per visit. He spaced out my appointments to give my body time to detox in between. He had me take Epsom salt and baking soda baths every night right after the amalgam had been removed for about a week in order to eliminate the toxins. If you don't know what kind of toxins I'm talking about here, I'm really talking about mercury. There's a lot of mercury in amalgam fillings. And he also had me read a book by Hal Huggins about, it's called It's All in Your Head, so that I understood the connection between mercury poisoning and amalgams. Now, since then, I have discovered a very reliable source by the name of Anthony William, who is also known as the medical medium. He suggests that you not risk the potential mercury fallout by having amalgams replaced unless the filling is starting to crumble. So when you must have them removed, make sure that you use someone who really understands the dangers of mercury and is willing to go the extra mile to do it right. I'm really happy that I did mine. I'm even happier to know that there is a detox process that Anthony Williams shares so that you can get mercury and other heavy metals out of your system when you have ingested them. But I strongly suggest that you read his book if this is of interest to you. A great way to detox. Now, in the meantime, some of the other clean living things that I learned through my resulting friendship with my dentist is that your toothbrush is what does all the work when it comes to teeth cleaning. Toothpaste is not even required, especially if it has fluoride and sodium lauryl sulfate in it. Sodium lauryl sulfate is what makes things foam up. So you can imagine that it's a pretty common ingredient in soap, shampoos, and toothpaste. A small amount of it isn't a problem for us. But when you start noticing the number of things that you use in a given day that have sodium lauryl sulfate, you can see how that toxin is slowly filling up your whole barrel of toxic load, okay? So you really want to pay attention to where you're using this. And toothpaste is one that doesn't need to foam up. So back to your teeth, flossing is still a must. Fluoride is not. I use pumice stone. It was ground up and given to me by my dentist. And I use that for occasional stain removal, but I've also purchased some charcoal, which I can use as well. I use a mint essential oil for my breath when I want to have fresh breath. I like spearmint, peppermint, or wintergreen. And again, you want to make sure that if you're using this essential oil, that you're using a therapeutic grade like doTERRA. I also purchased a tongue scraper. It's metal, and I use it every morning to pull the toxins that my body has pulled out and put on my tongue to pull them off my tongue and put them down the sink. So simple tip number two, pay more attention to how you brush, how often you brush, and how good your toothbrush is than worrying about the toothpaste and whether or not it says it will whiten your teeth or anything like that. In fact, try eliminating toothpaste from one of your brushings and just notice that your teeth still feel nice and clean. Try swishing with water with lemon, water with salt, water with an essential oil, as I mentioned, or just chewing even on a few pieces of fennel to freshen your breath if you feel like you're not getting fresh breath without using the toothpaste. So even if you do that once in a while, that can make a really big positive difference in your toxic load. There are toothpastes out there that are safe to use. I have just gotten so used to not having any that I never use them. So I can't even tell you which ones work well. doTERRA does have an On Guard one that seems quite nice, but again, I don't need it, so I don't use it. Red wine, coffee, and anything but green or white tea can be troublesome, but that's when I pull out my pumice stone or the charcoal. All right, makeup. Dr. Clark suggested that I use a charcoal pencil like you would use to draw with, like if you were shading in different colors of gray, for example, that I use that to line my eyebrows. Now, this was kind of funny because prior to that, I never outlined my eyebrows at all. And suddenly I went and bought one of these pencils and I tried it and I actually really liked it. And so I still do use it. And I found that it actually brings your eyes out as much as, say, eyeliner does. So you might want to try that too if eyes are important to you and you want to use something that is non-toxic for your makeup. I also would just pinch my cheeks if they needed color. It's a great way to go you've always got it with you. It's easy to do. The problem is you don't see yourself most of the time, so you don't know that your cheeks have faded. And if you happen to pinch too much, you can't just wipe it off. So there's a few little things that you have to work out there. Mostly, I just didn't wear makeup at all for quite a few years. And then one day, I happened to be at work and I had put a little bit of makeup on. I hardly wear any anyways. And so many people made comments about how healthy and glowing I looked that day that I decided, maybe I should do this more often. And so I went back to wearing makeup and enjoying it. I mentioned last week, I swung a little too far to the pure side and it was nice to get back a little bit. So mascara is a tricky product. I have found a good quality safe one. It's called Lavera, L-A-V-E-R-A. And I bought it at one of my health stores, but I haven't checked it for safety. So I really can't tell you how safe it is. I just know that the products they put in it look really good and it certainly works for me. I just use it so rarely that it doesn't really matter. I find eyeliner to be far more important than the mascara for me. On my lips, I use Burt's Bees Lip Shimmer, which I started using back when their products were so pure, their bragging point was that you could eat them. And so that's when I started using them. Now, I'm not sure if when they changed ownership, if it's still the same. But again, I like the product. It works for me. I don't seem to have any problem with it. So Nikki actually shared an app with us during the interview that you can download. It's called Think Dirty. And when you download that app, then you can put in the name of your product and you can see what number they're rating it at. A higher number means it's quite toxic. A lower number means it's safe to use. So I checked out a few of my things, but I can't remember if I checked out the Burt's Bees lip shimmer when I did. But anyway, I love them. They've got a little minty freshness to them. They're quite good. So simple tip number three is just take a day off from makeup every once in a while to give your body a chance to clean out the toxins. Go for at least one day without. And if you're okay without wearing makeup, go for the whole weekend or try a week without every once in a while. Maybe when you're on holidays or whatever. Try doing the natural things. Pinch your cheeks, put a little bit of oil on your lips. You can just even use like almond oil or a olive oil or whatever you happen to have. You can try just using eyeliner and not mascara, or just using the mascara rather than the eyeshadow. And just switch it up. Try using different companies even, because when you use different companies, you're not getting the same toxins every time. Now, I was introduced to Norwex back in my full toxin removal days, and I started using their makeup removing cloth for washing my face with water, so I wasn't using a face wash anymore, and that worked really quite well. But one day I accidentally put my moisturizer on, forgetting that I had makeup on, and then noticed that I had mascara on it. And so I just wiped off the oil, and that took my makeup off beautifully with just a regular cloth. So that worked really nice. And now I tend to use that mostly. I want to talk for a few minutes about feminine products, because the products that we use to deal with our monthly periods are a really big problem when it comes to toxins. Unfortunately, many of them are bleached. They have dioxins in them. They're perfumed. And all of those things are toxic to us. Now, this is a really big problem because they are being used on a very sensitive part of our body for hours at a time. And so we can absorb a lot of those toxins into our body and end up majorly increasing our toxic load on a monthly basis. Interestingly, I mentioned the medical medium a few minutes ago. He says that 80% of a woman's energy is being used during her monthly cycle for the cycle itself. So that means that we only have 20% of our normal energy to do all the things many of us insist on doing during that time, as if nothing's different. So we still work, we still do all the things that we normally do when we don't have our periods. If we're adding more toxins to our load during this time, we are definitely in danger of running down our bodies. So to deal with these toxins, I purchased reusable pads about 17 years ago. They still work perfectly. They look clean because nothing takes out blood like hydrogen peroxide. And I told you last show that I have food grade hydrogen peroxide. So I use that to keep them clean. I also bought the reusable Diva cup. And the one I bought is so old that it's actually brown and a thicker material, rather than the new thin clear ones that I see on the market now. So I can't really speak to the new ones, but the old one has worked very well for me for many, many years and shows no sign of wearing down. Even though both of these have worked well for me, they're not really convenient when I travel, camp, or if I'm away from home for any reason. So as a result, I purchase a line of clean disposable products called NatraCare from my health food store, and I use those when I travel or whenever I need to and can't use the other ones. I'm guessing that these items are more expensive than the regular brands that you can buy in the store. But for me, it really wasn't an issue because I was saving so much on my reusables that it wasn't a problem. It does take more work to wash these pads every month, but like I say, I have a system now and that system works great. So I'm happy to share my system with anyone who wants to discuss it further, but talking about it on a podcast that goes out to over 90 different outlets doesn't really feel like the right way to do that. So send me an email debbie@empoweringenergy.com, and I will give you the goods in person if you want to know more about cleaning reusable pads. And if enough people want that, I'll write a short blog on it and put it up so that it's available on my site always. Simple tip number four, if natural alternatives don't sound feasible for you, then make a point of cutting down on other toxins in your life during this time. Remember, it's the full load of toxins that causes most problems. So by cutting things out in other areas of your life, you do decrease your load and it will make your life that much better. So let's talk about hair. When I first read Hulda's book, I got rid of all my shampoos, conditioners, gels, sprays, and other products. I switched to using borax to wash my hair and a rosemary infusion to rinse it. Now, an infusion, if you don't know, is simply where you take an herb, put it in hot water, and then you simmer it for about 20 minutes or so. And it actually was quite beautiful. It felt very nice. I also decreased how often I washed my hair to every 3 or 4 days, unless I needed it. I mean, if I was in a room that was smoky or that where someone was cooking bacon, or if I was sweating, then obviously I needed to wash my hair more than that. But most times I was really surprised to discover I did not need to wash my hair every day. I didn't even need to wash it every second day. And so I did that for about a year or so. The infusion, as I mentioned, really felt wonderful on my scalp, but it was kind of a pain to make. And because I washed my hair using a borax mix, I forgot to mention that. So I took borax, put it in water, shook it up, and then that's what I would pour over my hair. Both the borax mix and the infusion were really difficult to use when I was traveling. So I ended up trying a variety of natural shampoos. I got them all at health stores and I made sure to switch them up so that I wasn't getting a common toxin from any one company that, you know, that they might be using during the cleaning process or something. Today, I use a shampoo made by doTERRA. It's called Protecting Shampoo, and they also have a conditioner called Moisturizing Conditioner, and they work quite well, but I only use them about once a week. And then on all the other days, I use a one-step shampoo and conditioner from Pacifica, which is very pure and gentle. And again, I only use it when I need it, which is about every second day. Now remember, these things don't foam up because they don't have sodium lauryl sulfate in them. So believe it or not, that takes a little bit of getting used to. And so you might need to be aware of that, or you might think that it's terrible stuff. I also like to use curl control products because I have frizzy hair. And so I will use that when I'm doing a video or if I'm meeting someone on Zoom and I want my hair to not look frizzy. And sometimes that's every day of the week. Sometimes it's not for like 2 weeks. So I can allow my body to clean out any toxins that might be in these products. They say they're safe. There's no sodium lauryl sulfate or any of that in them. But anything else, my body's able to cleanse out. So the curl control products that I use are Marc Anthony, and sometimes I use ones from Giovanni or a company called Too Chic, which is C-H-I-C. Once again, I have not checked these products out for top quality, but I know they're less toxic than many of the mainstream products, and I feel like I've removed enough toxins to warrant having less frizz in my hair. I also use Lush body washes most of the time when I shower. For many years, I didn't use any soap, just a mesh scrub cloth, which worked fine. But I like to smell pretty and I like the florally stuff. And so I love the smell of the Lush products. And someone bought me some as a gift. I used it and I'm hooked. So I like it because it has essential oils. It has honey in it, some of them. And yeah, it's just very nice and enjoyable to use. I color my hair using a product called Herbitant, which I buy a few boxes of at my health food store, and then I mix them together to get as close to my natural color as possible. They have no ammonia or parabens or alcohol or fragrance and stuff like that. So I'm comfortable going that route. I do not know if they have anything in them that's problematic, but considering I'm only using them once every couple of months, I'm okay with that. So simple tip number five. Notice how much product you use on your hair regularly and try not using some on different days. So just mix it up, especially if you're hanging around home, put on a hat, put in a ponytail, do whatever, and try not to put all those toxins on there if you can help it, or start becoming aware of what is toxic, start reading the labels, and do your best to find ones that work and don't include known toxins. Three other really quick categories I just want to mention are sunscreen, bug spray, and drinking water. I rarely wear sunscreen. I try instead to limit my time in the sun. Most days I sit outside for about half an hour in the morning and then about 20 minutes at lunch, and then I might get a little bit of time in the evening, but it really depends on the day. I also have made a homemade sunscreen, which is around an SPF 8, and I'll use that, but I still try to move in and out of the shade. And for the most part, I do pretty good. The sun provides a lot of important and necessary health benefits, and slathering a lotion on your body is actually quite problematic, especially the amount they're telling us to use and how often we're supposed to use it. So to me, that's an area that you really want to be aware of and you want to start looking into if you haven't been already. For bug spray, I make my own using half a cup of apple cider vinegar, half a cup of witch hazel, and 40 drops of an essential oil. I mix them up, but I use lavender, lemongrass, eucalyptus, rosemary, and tea tree. It doesn't scare away all the bugs, but it's enough to detour most of them, and I still smell lovely and feel lovely in my skin. And finally, as far as the water bottle goes, well, I switch from anything plastic. I have my glass drinking bottles, and I use those all the time. I think it's really important that we start to notice the things we're doing to our body, to our environment, to our kids, and make sure that we're doing more of the ones that strengthen us than those that weaken us. So become aware of your toxic load, notice the things that you're doing, and start deciding where you can take some of them out that will work for you and you can still feel good about yourself. Making conscious decisions where you can really can make a huge difference in how good you feel. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.